Phoenix has a nearly $3 million surplus on its roughly $4 billion budget for the upcoming fiscal year. That's according to city manager Ed Zuercher. Compare that to last year when the city projected a multi-million dollar shortfall. Ed Zuercher joins us now to talk about how the city got here and what he thinks Phoenix should do with its extra cash. Ed, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So how did Phoenix go from a pretty sizable shortfall to a $3 million surplus?
Yeah, well, it really was an example of planning ahead and then working to the plan. There were really four areas. So our city council took some early action in September to cut costs. We also readjusted our public safety pension payment schedule to a 25-year amortization from a 20-year amortization, which sounds technical, but it had some savings with that. The strong economy has made a difference. You know, we're seeing good job growth, good wages, and people are spending money, which helps the city budget. And then we're just watching our spending. We're very careful about how we spend the money we have.
Ed, you mentioned the pension, and I'm wondering, even though you're able to make some changes, you know, in terms of amortization and all, how do you consider the city having a surplus when there's still such an unmet obligation to the pension system?
Sure. Well, I think what you're referring to is we have a long-term liability for all of our pension systems of about $4 billion, and that is a lot of money, and it is concerning, and we are working on that. But the way I explain it to people so they can kind of put it in perspective is it's similar to how you have a mortgage on your house. So maybe you owe $100,000 on a 30-year mortgage on your house. That doesn't mean you have to have $100,000 right now. And if you get an extra $20, that you shouldn't buy a pair of shoes for your children. It just means you have to be able to meet that obligation over the 30-year period of your mortgage, or in our case, the 25-year period of our amortization for our public safety pension. So it's really a long-term liability compared to an immediate day-to-day operating expense.
And Ed, though it always sounds fantastic to have a surplus, we're talking about a $4 billion budget, $3 million isn't really that much. Are there areas in which you can really make a dent using $3 million?
Well, I think that's what we're trying to do in this proposal. You're right, absolutely. It is $3 million, even on, it's really $3 million on a $1 billion general fund. So what's that, 0.3%? But it's interesting that the things we're able to do have really resonated with people. So when you're able to improve the hours at the library, when you can add a little bit to the arts and culture, provide some criminal justice staffing so that our police department investigations can go quicker, trees and shade, which I know you guys have talked about on the show before, the importance of trees and the urban heat island. Just little bits here and there have really resonated well with the public as I see we're trying to address the issues that people think are important.
When you're looking to invest in some of those areas, is the city at the point now where it's looking to make advances on where it's been, or are you still trying to sort of dig out from some of the cuts that the city had to make during the recession?
That's a really good question. It's actually both things. So if you think about what we're doing, we're adding some Sunday hours to libraries. That's getting back to where we were in 2008, 2009. Then there are things like the tree and shade master plan, planting more trees in the city. That's really a thing that's come about in the last 5 years as we've been working with Arizona State University on the whole issue of the urban heat island and how to cool this city. So it's really a mix, probably about 50-50.
And Ed, you're holding a series of hearings around the city. What are you hearing from residents about where they would like to see this money go?
Yeah, that's really been interesting. That largely public safety. One of the biggest areas of conversation we've had is homelessness and the impact that people see throughout the city on homelessness. You know, a lot of times we think, oh, that's a central city issue. But what we're hearing in every budget hearing in every corner of the city is that people are concerned with government's response to homelessness, what they can do to address homelessness themselves, and that's probably been one of the biggest areas of conversation between the police and fire staffing and the homeless, addressing homelessness. I'd say those are the top two issues that people have had.
All right, that's Phoenix City Manager Ed Zuercher. Ed, good to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much for having me, and we have a couple more meetings tonight, and invite people to go to phoenix.gov/budget to learn more.